Hello, this is Shaheen Bhatt. I'm an author, I'm a mental health activist, and I'm also a mom to three cats.
And hello, this is Mridu Bhandari, Editor Special Projects at Network 18, and you are catching this special conversation on Money Control, where we catch up with newsmakers from different fields and talk to them about business and life in the times of dealing with a global pandemic. And today, my focus is on one of the very serious fallouts of COVID-19 around the world, and that is its mental impact. People with anxiety disorders or mental health issues are finding it seriously hard to deal with the negativity, the anxiety, and the fear that surrounds COVID-19. And that's why I'm here today in conversation with Shaheen Bhatt, who's a depression warrior who has braved depression herself, written a book about it, had the courage to publicly share her story so that others can, get some positivity out of it. And I'm very pleased to have you here with me, Shaheen, today. Thank you so much for joining us on Money Control. First up, as someone who has dealt with depression for a number of years, is this negative situation at this point in time impacting you at all?
So I think yes and no. On one hand, I'm actually quite used to it. And I'm also very well aware of the fact that I'm very privileged. And, it's not, for me, the hard part of this is just the fact that it's overwhelming. And that's also a very lucky position to be in, where the hardest thing to deal with is how overwhelming it is. So I'm taking it day to day. Some days it's absolutely fine. I'm fine until I'm not. And I think that's the case for everyone right now.
You spoke a little bit about privilege just now, and it's great that you acknowledge that you come from a privileged position, but it couldn't have been easy at the same time to be from a family that's constantly in the limelight. Your father's a filmmaker, your sister Alia is a top Bollywood actor. So the limelight has sort of always been there on the family. Was that ever a hindrance in wanting to seek help and sort of talk about everything that you were going through while growing up?
The emotional fallout of coming from a very high achieving family, I think it would be the case even if my family wasn't famous. Even if they were just generally a very high achieving family and I was someone who had depression, I think it would be just, quite as hard. I think it's very natural, because I think depression, it doesn't really matter, the circumstances that you're in. Those, it makes every circumstance the absolute worst one. So I would have done it with anything. In my case, I think it's helped me a lot more than it's hurt me, because it's given me access to the kind of care and the kind of treatment that I would not have had otherwise. So I always am, very well aware of that. And I think it's been a huge blessing to me, who my family is.
And what are some of the things that can be triggers in this situation? For instance, constantly watching the news, discussing, the number of exponentially increasing cases. Could some of these things be avoided with people who are suffering from anxiety issues? Because, any of these things can be a trigger, and sometimes over dining table or living room conversations, we don't really realize that we are triggering off something in the other person. What are some of the things that one should be careful about?
No, absolutely. I think it's not even when you're talking to someone else. I think everyone's first priority right now needs to be, also taking care of their mental health, among other things, taking care of your family. One of your priorities needs to be taking care of your own mental health. So this is not just for a person that you're talking to, but for yourself. You should ideally not be consuming endless amounts of disaster news and constantly checking what the numbers are. Look, the situation is bad. We already know it's bad. Constantly checking up on it is not going to make it better. It's not going to change anything.
Right. And, according to the WHO, almost 7.5% of Indians suffer from mental health disorders. That's about 90 million people. And there is still a lot of stigma, a lot of taboo attached to seeking help when you're suffering from something like this. We have a physical ailment. We find it very easy to go to a doctor and talk to them about it, even for the slightest of issues. But when it comes to mental health issues, you don't even realize sometimes that you're suffering from something. So what are some of those symptoms that people should keep in mind, that could help them realize that they might be going through something beyond just a general feeling of lowness that happens from time to time?
So, there are a couple of signs that are very obvious ones. And I'd say that the most easily, these are the ones that you can flag the most easily. One is sleep. With any depression or mental health issue, one of the first things that will be affected is your sleep. The other thing is food, which is also a bit, it's a bit of a hard one right now, because obviously I think people are stuck at home, your food consumption is going to go up. And I think that's a very natural thing. The other obvious one is a loss of interest in, you know, things that you otherwise like and find pleasurable. There'll be lethargy, there'll be tiredness, there'll be a general, you know, pervasive sadness that doesn't really seem to go away. You might have mood swings, you might be crying for no reason and you don't really know why. I'd say just arm yourself with as much knowledge as you can, and that's the best thing that you can do to figure out if there is something larger.
And this lockdown is particularly hard for those who've been seeing therapists and going through therapy sessions, because you can no longer go out and meet your therapist. Is a virtual connect as good as a physical one, and perhaps the best we can get in these times?
It's the best you can do, and that's what I'm doing. I have weekly sessions with my therapist, because I find it extremely important that I continue that, especially in a time like this when, you know, so much of my, like, my day-to-day life has changed so much. I need to keep up the work that I'm doing. I need to sort of make sure that I don't slide back into bad habits and bad patterns. So I definitely say, if it's an option for you, definitely do virtual therapy sessions. It's absolutely better than doing nothing. It's not ideal, but I think it works just fine.
Over the years, what sort of a difference have you seen in people's attitudes towards depression and towards anxiety disorders? Do you think people are far more accommodating, accepting, and willing to talk about these issues now, or do you think we have a very long way to go?
So I think the weird silver lining of this is going to be that I feel like we're going to accelerate a few years in this conversation about mental health, because I think a lot more people are going to experience it, and therefore tolerance goes up and people will talk about it a lot more. I think we do have some way to go, but I think we might get there a little faster now.
So tell me, Shaheen, what's keeping you going on a daily basis? What are you getting your positivity and your happiness out of in these days of lockdown?
So for me, I'm just taking it one day at a time. Some days I'm trying to watch shows, some days I'm reading, some days I'm, you know, doing video calls with my friends, I'm spending time with my cats. So every day it's different, and some days are good and some days are bad, but I feel like that's par for the course. I feel like that's totally normal right now.
And Shaheen, you've also been trying to spread awareness about COVID-19. You've launched an Instagram page with the handle Here Comes the Sun. What made you do that, and what are you hoping to achieve with it?
So Here Comes the Sun is a page that I started in October last year. It's basically a page for mental health awareness. I realized in talking about mental health and writing my book, I realized how many people were going through, challenges of their own. I don't like to say struggles, challenges of their own. And I realized that, you know, when I was younger, I didn't have access to the right kind of information. And had I had access to the right kind of information, I probably would have gotten help a lot sooner. I would have been a lot further along in my journey to, you know, healing by now, because I would have, you know, caught it earlier. So, you know, the whole goal with Here Comes the Sun was to provide as much information about mental health as we possibly could, and build a community of people that, you know, could come and, you know, get, ask questions, get, you know, if you need helpline numbers, if you need access to therapists, you know, whatever that we can do, we're trying our best to do. And in this time, we're also doing our best to put out as much information on COVID as we possibly can, because COVID and mental health, because there's a lot of people that are going through very real struggles with anxiety. There's people with OCD who are really struggling right now, because, you know, it's this whole washing hands thing has really exacerbated people's OCD. So there's a lot going on, and we're doing our best to sort of provide as much information about mental health in the times of COVID as well. So it's a page on Instagram. It's called Here Comes the Sun. You know, and good information that you can get from that.
All right, Shaheen, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for taking out time and being here with us on Money Control. I wish you lots of happiness and peace of mind and prosperity on the other side of this pandemic. Thanks very, very much for sharing your thoughts and your experiences with us here today. With that, it's a wrap of this special conversation on Money Control. I'll be back next time with another newsmaker talking about life and business in the times of dealing with a global pandemic. Thanks very much for joining us. Bye-bye.